I argue that the Greens are very much a mainstream party.
The time of the 1970s, when Juanita Nielsen's enduring battle against overdevelopment in Sydney, particularly in King's Cross, was also the time the unions imposed the Green bans. The Australian Greens Party takes its name from that era. However, they are now concerned by the extent to which they have been portrayed as a single-issue party.
The significance of the increasing vote for the Greens over the last 10, 15 years has been a reflection of the way in which the electorate considers them not just a single-issue grouping of tree-huggers, as were, but as people with a serious political program that embraces many political issues that are important to a great many people.
As you say, people now view the Greens as a mainstream party rather than a single-issue party.
Yeah.
Do you think this is because the Greens have broadened their policy scope, or it's because people have just become more educated about what the Greens stand for?
There has been in the minds of the public an association of the Greens with environmental issues. I don't believe it's the Greens that have ever had this single issue focus, but it's the way they have been portrayed. And nothing bears this out more, say, than the origin of the name Greens Party. And it was based on the experience of the Green Bans in Sydney. Now, the Green Bans were a union movement that was prompted by the notion that members of the community have a right to be consulted about and engage in significant planning decisions that would affect their lives. So the Greens have always had a diverse base and a diverse policy. It's just that it's been convenient for the media and often for their political opponents to characterise them as a single issue.
That was Greens MP Sylvia Hale. Greens MP Lee Rhiannon says the party has a close affinity with Juanita Nielsen's plight. Lee, could you give a brief overview of Juanita Nielsen's biography for us?
Juanita Nielsen came to prominence in the mid-1970s. It was an era of considerable turbulence, particularly in Sydney, because of a rush to develop the city, and there'd been a strong stance in opposition coming from the unions involved, particularly the builders' labourers, and also many resident action groups. Juanita was the publisher and the editor of a inner city magazine. She was based at King's Cross. The magazine was called Now. And I think that she became, from what I understand, I never met Juanita, she becomes very active in the push by developers to develop Victoria Street in King's Cross, which would have resulted in the loss of a whole number of heritage buildings, homes to people on low incomes. She felt very passionate about this issue, and she was using her magazine as a voice to amplify the growing concerns about these developers.
So Juanita was eventually murdered, and speculators have it that the property developers were involved in that murder. Do you think property developers would still take such extreme measures, or what other extreme measures would they be prepared to go to quash opposition to their plans?
It's a good question. We don't know the extreme measures developers take. The main issue that the Greens hear about constantly is people's concerns about the large donations that many developers hand over to Labor and the coalition parties, and do see this as having a corrupting influence on the political process.